What was your motive for pursuing this study?
I am primarily interested in mental health disparities among Latinas and women of color, mostly African-American and Latinas, and many of whom are mothers. But these data were collected from a number of individuals, including men and non-binary individuals. But because of our area of research, we decided to focus on African-American and Latina women who are often underrepresented in the literature and are overrepresented in terms of COVID infections and COVID deaths.
What was the most significant finding or findings of your study?
We had about 30% of our sample who had screened positive for depressive symptoms, and a similar proportion, 28.6%, screened positive for risk of anxiety. The second is that, as you might expect, changes in a person's employment due to COVID was another significant factor. The other big finding is that age was actually protective. We hypothesized that older individuals would report more depressive symptoms than, say, younger individuals in the sample, but that was not what we found. And that was surprising given the high risk of infection and death among older African-American and Latinos. The third finding is that there were differences in terms of the potential benefits or protective factors of prayer. We found that African-American women who reported praying also reported significantly fewer depressive symptoms than African-American women who did not pray.
You said you were surprised to learn that older women were less likely to have experienced mental health symptoms. What factors account for that?
What we found is that there was a positive correlation between age and actually a negative correlation between age and depressive and anxiety symptoms. What that means is as someone got older, they had fewer depressive and anxiety symptoms. And what we argue in our paper is that they probably have learned how to fare through a lot of different stressors over time.
Let's come back to prayer. You said prayer also played a role in lessening anxiety and depression symptoms. Why is that? Or does more research need to be done on that?
Absolutely. There is research that shows that spirituality, some of my research on mental health in perinatal women, that's, you know, pregnant and postpartum women, can be beneficial, but the results are still mixed, as this study shows that prayer alone is not like a cure-all for everyone, that for some people, prayer is helpful. And as we stated in the publication, that we need to understand what is it about prayer that was helpful to potentially to African-American women in our study, but not helpful to Latinas.
What else needs to be learned about older women and the pandemic?
I think the issue of ageism is a critical one, especially as older, we have a larger and growing population of older adults that we still have a lot to learn and benefit from older individuals, including African-American and Latinos who have had to fare a number of adverse events over their life course. At least they have a risk for that. We know that from the literature.
That was University of Illinois Community Health Professor Sandra Luz Lara Sinosimo. She was discussing the findings of her study on the mental health impacts of COVID on women of color. I am Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.